Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Tuesday, February 11th. The Federal Trade Commission has been trying to stop the parent company of Schick Razors from buying direct-to-consumer startup Harry's Razors. You know, we wrote about this deal back in May when Schick's parent, Edgewell Personal Care, announced that it had agreed to buy Harry's for almost $1.5 billion. Until last week, it looked to the outside world, at least, like the acquisition would happen easily. Well, a week ago, the FTC took a knife to its throat. Now it appears that the deal is dead. A little backstory to this drama, in case you're not hairy enough to shave or somehow you escape the soaring rise of this homegrown brand. As Harry's co-founder Jeff Rader wrote in a Medium article back in January, the company was born when Rader's friend and soon-to-be co-founder Andy Katz Mayfield spent $25 at a drugstore for some Gillette razor blades and shaving cream. Yeah, most of us would shake our heads and complain about the price, but Katz Mayfield and Rader did something about it. Rader had helped to launch direct-to-your-door eyeglass sensation Warby Parker. You've heard of them, right? And he knew just a little something about how to reach consumers. Well, he and Katz Mayfield did just that, quickly growing Harry's into a razor subscription sensation. Then they introduced their products to places like Target and Walmart at attractive prices. Given Katz Mayfield's experience at a drugstore, we can imagine the victory lap when that happened. Well, so too could the Federal Trade Commission, it appears, which seems to have recognized Harry's as not only introducing better value and innovation to consumers, but spurring old line companies to do it too. Recently, the agency sued to stop the merger. The FTC argued that Harry's alone is the brand that disrupts the centuries-old shaving duopoly, that is, Schick versus Gillette. Gillette, by the way, is owned by Procter & Gamble. If Edgewell were to swallow up disruptive Harry's, the FTC said in its suit, the action would have, quote, eliminated important and growing competition among suppliers of wet shave razors, close quote. The result? The FTC argued that significant harm would be inflicted upon American razor consumers. Well, that suit was keeping Edgewell's lawyers up at night. Yesterday, Edgewell announced that it was calling off the deal. In a statement, the company essentially said that the time and cost of litigation wouldn't be worth it. Instead, the company said Edgewell will move forward with a, quote, standalone strategy. Edgewell now plans to develop its own direct-to-consumer brand, according to the Wall Street Journal. Edgewell's statement also said Harry's has informed the larger company that it intends to sue Edgewell. Edgewell said it believes such litigation has no merit. Let's go under the covers a bit more and look at what's happened. Whenever a ginormous company scoops up its smaller, defiant competition, there are worries about ramifications for competition. For instance, what might have stopped Edgewell from pricing Harry's products like its legacy brands? And that's just a start. Wouldn't a company that has a vested interest in selling its old-line brands at a good profit have every incentive not to introduce more innovation into the market? Especially razors, a market that isn't exactly growing like whiskers. But there are, of course, always other sides to a story. First, observers have been puzzled by the FTC's timing. Since Unilever, another enormous consumer products company, bought Dollar Shave Club in 2016 for $1 billion. Then the FTC didn't raise even one hairy eyebrow. Apparently, it didn't raise the other one either when Gillette owner Procter & Gamble recently acquired two other grooming companies, one for women and one for people of color. So why now? Second, direct-to-consumer companies rely on venture capital to grow quickly, often at the expense of making profits, according to Retail Dive's Daphne Howland. Venture capital investors get into new businesses with the expectation of reward, either because a startup goes public or because it sells. Going public is the harder route, and it's getting harder and harder by the day as investors look more skeptically at profitless unicorns. That leaves acquisition. Third, Harry's Jeff Rader argued in his Medium article that joining Edgewell would have brought more innovation and value to consumers, not less. Rather than flying off to permanent beach vacations, Rader says he and Katz Mayfield were set to become co-presidents of all of Edgewell's business in North America. The additional scale would have allowed them to offer their own products at the same prices or lower than they are now. And Rader said they were planning to offer better products and, most significantly, what he called better value propositions than Edgewell does today. Translation, better prices. If that argument holds water, what does the deal's end portend for Edgewell? One clue. Edgewell CEO Rod Little said the company will continue to look for acquisitions, but smaller ones. In a conference call, Little said, "We're out of the market for big transformational things," reported the Wall Street Journal, and that could have ramifications for other companies who, until now, have also pursued what Little called transformational mergers. Dan Primack, a reporter for the online publication Axios, suggested that the FTC's suit could be the agency's test of the limits of so-called omni-channel retail, you know, brands that sell both online and in brick-and-mortar stores. Testing the limits with razor companies, he wrote, might foreshadow a much bigger test in the future, say the likes of Amazon. As much ire as the Edgewell-Harry's deal has raged this week, it's nothing compared to what could happen if the FTC chooses to push back against Amazon. Now that would really bring the knives out. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Hey, what do you think of Edgewell's decision to drop the merger after the FTC suit? Let us know on Twitter. Use the hashtag Business Wars Daily. Thanks so much for listening. I'm David Brown. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you-know-business.